Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Hi, my name is Jonna.
And my name is Claire.
Together we make something called
Yuck.
We're not eating Dunkin' Donuts.
We're listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
We're feeling Dunkin' Donuts.
Hello, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. At the top, we heard Beach House from their new album, Teen Dream, the song Lover of Mine. Beautiful song, beautiful album. They're coming later this year. I'll give you concert details at half past the hour. And just now we heard Fanshawe, local singer, songwriter, band, musician extraordinaire. And she's on the line with us now, so I'm going to turn up the phone. Hello, Fanshawe.
Hi, Duncan.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, no problem. Duncan, you're playing a crazy version of Strong Hips.
What?
You are.
That's
not what's on Dark Eyes.
Really?
I think you're actually the only person that has that mix.
Oh, yikes.
Because I don't think I have it anymore.
Oh.
We didn't use that one. I had demoitis, and I went with the one that Howard Redicott made on his computer in like 5 minutes. Because I listened to it for so long. And you have the mix with like the crazy Chris Isaak guitars in it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just heard it when I was listening to the radio. There's like a drum fill that's missing too. I was like, this is weird.
Oh, okay. Well, I had an old version on my computer and I just put it together. So, sorry about that. I may have a word.
You were not playing the CITR copy.
No, I wasn't. I was playing a copy from home. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I just kind of got up a little while ago.
That's cool.
So
hey, nobody needs to...
Breakfast.
Yeah, you didn't need to get dressed or, like, get all fancy, gussied up to call into the radio.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so tonight's the big night. What can people expect down at the Railway Club tonight?
Well, Shane Turner Overdrive is going to open.
Rad.
I don't know if anyone's seen him, but he played that lovely bass line in Strong Hips.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And then Lost Lovers Brigade, one of my favorite local bands, but they never play.
Yeah. Well, didn't they just play a show a little while ago? But
they
was the first
play
in a long
more
time.
Now. I think I saw them for the first time a couple years ago, and then I don't think they played for a whole year.
Wow.
And well, they're amazing.
Good for you.
And it's kind of like half of Apollo, or two-thirds of Apollo Ghosts, and then Alicia is the front woman.
Awesome.
Really great, yeah.
You're going to be playing?
And then we'll be playing, yeah.
Yeah, what time is the show tonight?
The doors are at 8.
Okay.
And I don't know what time we're going to be on, probably like 10:30, 11-ish? Maybe?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but
later. So if you have to work late, you can totally still make it.
Awesome. Get down there. I know a bunch of people said they had school late. No worries. You're on at 10:30. And the album is out on Tuesday?
It is, but you can buy it at the show tonight.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
There'll be advanced copies.
And I know that there is going to be an LP as well. That's going to be a bit later in the month?
I just got the test presses back for that, and they weren't quite right, so we're going to have to get them remastered or something.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, not cool, but,
yeah,
but
you know,
on their way.
Analog technology.
Oh, boy. And how is everything else going? I mean, this is your debut album, Mint's putting it out, so there's been lots of talk and press and stuff like that. How has that been going for you?
Good. There's some, like, mixed reviews.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But it's cool. Still, a lot of people have been talking about it more than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one on CITR charts this past week.
Yeah, I was surprised that
really?
It debuted at number one.
Oh,
I thought maybe I'd debut at like 10.
I thought you had it.
You thought, yeah, I do know everyone there.
So I've read in some interviews that you've got a few tour dates outside of Vancouver coming up after this.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. I'm playing two shows in New York.
Awesome.
Cake Shop. Are you coming to that one? Are you going to be there?
I will be there.
You'll be there, okay? Just pretending.
I was playing all dumb that like
I
didn't.
Where are you going? You're out of town? Where? Like you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, cool.
And
Zebulon Cafe in Brooklyn.
Right. And then there was some talk that you might be trying to book a tour across Canada. Is that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've never booked a tour before. I don't know what I'm doing. I need a booking agent. But people don't know who I am, so they're like, who are you? We don't want to be your booking agent.
You've only really played shows in Vancouver and Victoria, right?
I played one show in Victoria.
Well, yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
I wasn't going to undersell you there.
That's right, Vancouver.
Yeah.
I don't really play here too often. Well, actually, that's not true. I've played here quite a bit recently.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
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 And after, like, if people can't make it tonight, you're going to be playing again on March 5th in town, right?
For the Discorder fundraiser.
Yeah, that is such
Save
a busy
Discorder.
Night. I love Discorder, but that is a crazy busy night. There's so many, like, Fan Death and Little Boots are playing, Chain and the Gang are playing.
Oh, really?
It's a busy night.
Maybe they should reschedule.
I don't think they'll be able to, but that's okay.
It'll be fine.
It'll be an awesome local show.
There's a big draw. There's a lot of really good bands that are playing at the Discorder thing. Who else is playing it? Androids is DJing or something?
Yeah, Boogie Monster, Apollo Ghosts, Fine Mist. There's the MT40. Lots of great bands
that
night. Yeah.
Cool.
And for people who aren't familiar with the album, anything about the album that you'd think people would want to know? I don't know. I'm pretty familiar with the album, so
you would be. You even know the weird mixes of Strong Hips. The exclusive CITR exclusive mix of Strong Hips.
It's been quite a while in the making. You've been working on it for a couple of years now.
A couple, like 5 years.
5 years, right?
Working on for 5 years.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I work, I guess.
Yeah. It's tough.
I know some people. They're really good about writing. I'm not. I just. Sometimes I come up with stuff, and eventually I collect it and put it on an album.
Right.
I'm trying to think of what people have been saying about it. Everyone says it's really minimal. And I don't know. I think it's just sort of a collection of stories, and it's actually, I think it's pretty funny. It's kind of a comedy album. But I'm being serious.
I know. I think
you've read the lyrics. I'm funny. It's funny.
It is funny.
It's
just filled
with jokes. It's my first comedy.
The funny is that there's a definite contrast between the artwork for the album and the reviews that the album's been getting, and then the experience of seeing you play live, because you're full of jokes.
I'm full of jokes.
You're full of
I'm
jokes.
Like, I'm like, I don't know, Seinfeld. Like the Seinfeld of mellow.
Minimalist. Rock.
Pop. Pop.
You're a pretty goofy, like, funny lady with great songs, but then, it doesn't really come through in the artwork so much. But
no, the artwork, I mean, I think that's more part of the live performance, and I think that maybe in the future people that will hear the record before they see me play will be kind of surprised that, you know, I'm not totally bummed out all the time, because it's really, like, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But I think when you get into it, everything actually has a lot of humor in it.
Yeah, it's nuanced. Everything is nuanced. Speaking of writing, I've heard that you're going to take some time off this summer to do some writing.
I am. I'm so excited. I'm going to isolate myself for all of May in Qualicum Beach. My aunt's amazing and always running off places. I think she's like doing her degree in Turkey or something. So she needs someone to cat sit, and she has a grand piano.
Wow.
And she lives by the beach on Vancouver Island. So I'm just going to stay there all by myself. I'm not going to see anyone for a month.
Wow.
It's going to be crazy. Yeah.
Cool.
So maybe you guys should come visit me for a weekend.
Sure. I'd love to. Yeah. I sometimes go up to Denman Island, which isn't too far from there, so
not
be
too
nice.
Far from
Pit
Vancouver
stop.
Island.
Yeah.
Vancouver Island, easier to get to.
True. It is much easier to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I won't keep you too much longer. I'm going to play another song from the album, the title track.
Okay, cool.
Is there a weird version of this that I might have?
No, you have, I think you've just got the, I think we stuck with the first mix of Dark Eyes.
Okay, good.
But,
I'm sorry about that.
Strong Hips one is.
It's beautiful. I like that mix. But
you like it. I have demoitis. I couldn't deal with the different guitars.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll play a little bit the CITR copy of Strong Hips after this, so people can just hear it.
Oh, does somebody else will play it?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
It is number one.
Right. Exactly. You got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in, Liv.
Thanks, Duncan. See you tonight.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Bye.
Dream blue. trying to forget her and take good care of my heart. I keep trying, but I can't even start. When I told a friend about it, he couldn't understand why. I'm not angry at the other guy. Well, he's just another guy.
has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
That was Diamond Rings from Toronto with his song All Your Songs. That's on a split 7-inch with Kingston, Ontario's P.S. I Love You. And it's, if you can find that 7-inch somewhere, I say go for it. It's a great song, and the B-side or the other side is one of my favorite songs. So great stuff. My friend Becky saw Diamond Rings last summer and said it was Toronto's response to or answer to Fine Mist. So I'm intrigued. Color me intrigued. Before that, we heard Silly Kissers from Montreal with their song Thinking of You from their EP Halloween Summer. Before that, Montreal's Sean Nicholas Savage from his album Spread Free Like a Butterfly, the song Heart Wish. Very beautiful song. I really like that sentiment. I'm not angry at the other guy. I like that song. And at the top, we heard Dark Eyes by Fanshawe from her new album called Dark Eyes, and the CD release party is tonight at the Railway Club. Go check it out. Tons of stuff happening tonight. In addition to Fanshawe, also phone calls are playing with Catastroika and Animal Bodies at Honey. Health is playing with New Sensei and Myths at the Biltmore. Blank Cinema is playing with Allied Drugs and Lakefield at the Media Club, and St. Vincent and Wild Birds and Peace Drums are at Venue. Tomorrow night, Prophecy Sun is playing with Francis Mantis, Katie Gogo, and Twin River at Little Mountain. That's an all-ages show. Nouvelle Vague is playing at Venue. On Saturday night, Kidnap Kids is playing with Chris Horrific, The Nihilist Party, and The Oz at 223 Main Street. And on the 12th, Vivian Girls are playing with Best Coast at the Biltmore. That'll be a great show. Later in the month, Wilco is playing an Olympic party somewhere. I'm sure you can go to some stupid Olympic site and figure out that. It's on the 13th. Sorry. On the 19th, Yacht is in town. They're playing with Bobby Burnban and Fine Mist at the Biltmore. Woodhands is playing on the 20th with Topless Gay Love Techno Party. That's at the Biltmore, the early show. And the late show is a Babe Rainbow CD release party. I forgot to ask Liv about that, the big Vancouver showdown between Babe Rainbow and Fanshawe, both getting their records released on Tuesday. On the 27th, Taken by Trees is playing with El Perro Del Mar at the Biltmore. Chain and the Gang are playing on March 5th with Strange Boys and Cosmetics at the Media Club. That night, Fan Death and Little Boots are at Venue. The Cave Singers and Duchess of the Duke are at the Pit. And Discorder is presenting a fundraiser with Apollo Ghosts, Fine Mist, MT40, Coben, Fanshawe, and Boogie Monster at the Biltmore. Oh, that's a stupid night. There's so much going on that I would go to four different shows if I could. And finally, just announced, Think About Life is at the Media Club on March 31st. Apollo Ghosts are having their album release party at Little Mountain on April 10th. Beach House is playing the next night at the Rickshaw. Liars are coming back to town. They're doing an early show at Venue on April 30th. And Girls are doing a double night, the 26th and 27th, at Venue. Great stuff. So we're going to hear some Girls in a second. Their album was one of my favorites of last year, and we're going to hear their new single, Morning Light. But before that, there are a ton of tickets to give away. So if you're interested in going to St. Vincent tonight or Health tonight, we have tickets to that, and if you're interested in going to Yacht, give me a call. Yacht is on February 19th. So those three shows, give me a call if you want to get it. The number is 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. So call in, and here is Girls on CITR 101.9 FM. Nice job, Hanoi Janes. Nice name, too. That was their song, Across the Sea. I think they're from Germany. That's my understanding. Before that, we heard Dominant Legs from San Francisco, the song All About My Girls. And before that, we heard from San Francisco, the band Girls, and their song Morning Light. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Health, playing with new sensei and myths. Friday, Idea and Abilities. Saturday, the early show is Do Make Say Think, and the late show is Glory Days. And on Wednesday, High on Fire, ASG, and Candy Coated. The action goes down at 2755 Prince Edward Street in scenic Mount Pleasant, Vancouver, BC. check it out. and the website is biltmorecabaret.com. All right. I'm going to play some Health and some St. Vincent just to give, you know, equal airtime to other things that are going to be in town. So this is Health from their album Get Color, the song Before Tigers, and then some St. Vincent. Here we go.
To the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a HAL 9000 completely.
The Matrix is everywhere.
We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Lover, I don't play to win. Sand and melody,
stronger than
Hey, this is the new 7-inch by the Dirty Projectors. It's called Ascending Melody. Yeah, it's pretty noticeably Dirty Projectory. Would you agree, Naz?
Yeah, I definitely could pick it up right away.
Yeah, you were on it. On it like a bonnet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fun, and it's available for free download from their website, so go
check
it
out. That's nice of them.
It is nice. I guess this is it was a supplement to their album. They didn't put it on their proper album, so there you go. How are you doing, Naz? Enjoying the weather?
Oh, it's so nice out there.
It is very nice.
I want to go throw the frizz between classes.
Get some frizz on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun. I wish I had my baseball glove. Luke, meet music director here, and I are on the same softball team. And last year, we were already in spring training at this point.
Oh, what are you guys doing?
Well, last year, we were playing catch. We were running drills, some, like...
What's your problem? Get out there.
I know. I forgot my glove, though.
Oh.
Oh, boy. But, yeah,
doesn't
gotta get
Luke
on
have
it.
An extra one in his office?
Does he?
He might.
Okay, I gotta finish this up. I gotta go get out there, play catch. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I won't be here next week. I'm gonna be out of town, but I interviewed Yacht a couple nights ago, and so I'm gonna play an interview with them, and I'll have a pre-recorded show, so don't worry, you won't miss me. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca or check out the blog at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks so much for listening. We're going to close things out with the Magnetic Fields with their song, We Are Having a Hootenanny Now. A bit of a curveball from Stephen Merritt. Kind of a weirdo song, but I don't know. It's the Magnetic Fields. It's good. This is from their new album, Realism. Here we go. Thanks for listening.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the